John talks about never leaving rock and roll.
Trace John Lennon songs, you know, if you care to. And you find I never left it. You know. Yoko knows more about rock and roll than she does about present-day pop, because I talk about it so much. In between every Beatles session, I mean, in fact, on the Get Back album, there'll be one or two bits. Whenever there's a break, we go into rock and roll, you know, the old Good Golly Miss Molly, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's our era. We're already old folks talking about our, you know, those were the days, and that's what we're like already.
The B-side, Who Has Seen the Wind, was written by Yoko and sounded as if she was outside watering some plants and is in contrast to her husband's loud statement on the other side. On March 6, 1970, a new 45 RPM record is released on Apple. With all the rumors and talk of the Beatles splitting and their business situation becoming incredibly complicated, it's surprising the single got out at all. Supposedly, You Know My Name was to be the A-side, with a song called What's the New Mary Jane as the B. But with all the contracts still unsolved, the B-side could not be released. Finally, the title of their new movie was used, and You Know My Name was put on the B-side. There are a number of versions of Let It Be. The single was said to be just Paul playing all the instruments. He plays piano, John plays bass, George guitar, Ringo drums, and Billy Preston organ. The Mother Mary mentioned in the song is a reference to his mother. The hymnal quality is broken only by George's guitar break, which is very similar to Eric Clapton's in The Presence of the Lord by Cream.